The Great Multiplier, or Intelligence times Workflows times Commands equals Powerful Local AI? The following is a small glance at multiplying the intelligence of low-powered AI that can run in a web page, with workflows generated by latest open-source models. To keep things simple, I do not mention networking the AI together, mesh, peer-to-peer, or otherwise, nor that the step-by-step workflows are virtual rooms where main intelligence can be moved like a chess piece by multiple smaller AI agents that think from different perspectives. And just to be crystal clear, by workflow, I mean multi-step process with well-thought-out steps, some made by humans, most made by AI. The more I work with AI, the more powerful the low-level AI becomes. A lot of my programming is about telling AI where to go next. I'm already telling it which workflow pattern to choose, which path to take through its nearly infinite intelligence, so manually dragging and dropping workflows can be even faster for me. And then commands are like read file, write file, web search. They are very low level and easy to create. In a web browser, they would probably require an add-on to upgrade the capability a web page has. The only real problem with intelligence being multiplied by workflows and commands is that you need a powerful AI to help you get started to do a lot of the initial programming, which is just application development, no big deal. Low-powered AI is the stuff that can run in a web page using the Transformers.js library. Side note, another example that shows JavaScript is the correct language to start programming with. The level of intelligence that a workflow-based mind demands is low, because we show the little AI all the doors and just ask it to pick the correct one. And we can even double-check answers by creating an agent, an AI with a slightly different or specializing perspective, and verify if that really is the next correct step in the workflow. A more powerful AI can pre-configure this with rich text information and even verifying agent profiles. Workflows, like in a mechanic shop or ice cream parlor, are basically static things. They are unchangeable, unmovable, so we can pack them full of helpful things. The result is a high-level programming AI that uses commands to get around while following well-thought-out, pre-planned workflows. Well, imagine yourself sitting down to a smartest machine in the universe. And there is no way you can ask a generic question, so it has to be about something specific and meaningful. The same goes for all the workflows we create here. They have to be about something specific so that the results are powerful, meaningful, and useful. I think it is possible to create debate workflows that approach solving generic problems, indeed. A measure of intelligence is required at every step, but we don't need a powerful model as we pre-generate the workflows. So as long as we embrace little AI and use little tricks, like having a little group talk things out before making a choice, and then use powerful pre-generated workflows, and grant AI access to tools with which it can enhance its decision-making, I think a little low-powered AI can be made very intelligent. So as long as it works within a framework of a specific use case, which is what we often do when we go talk to AI. So, internally, a workflow-based application that externally fixes serious problems that people actually have. Grunt work form creation, or generation of original music, world building, app building, computer automation, and creative activities like writing poems can be captured by a workflow as well. Again, it's just one step after another. We would use some tools to fetch example poems, structure a poem with an opening, middle, and an ending, and tell the low-powered AI to mimic the styles of poems that we have gathered, again, providing it with rich information, full of words that it can pick from. All of this would just run in a web page on probably 15-year-old computers, not requiring anything special at all. And should one ever arrive at a low-quality result, talking to a powerful open-source AI about enhancing the workflows would absolutely fix it. And the AI would be doing all the work. Again, the workflows and tools or commands multiply the low-powered intelligence. And I think that force of multiplication is so great that the little web page AI could be just as good as the big AI that takes all the video card memory. The result would be AI on every phone and on every computer in the world. 15-year-old computers and cheap phones creating frontier model level results. It's really not that big of a deal because these are AI-powered applications that are specific to some domain. But they do run in a web page and do not require expensive computers. Also, from another perspective, using a powerful AI to capture a workflow that then drives the little guy is basically like copying the big AI into the world of the little ones. So it's not that surprising that it would work. What's so special about this idea is basically truly smart applications that take care of all the grunt work. You just explain what you need, and the application takes care of it all for you.